with SRN News.
I'm John Scott. President Trump says Russia has already made pretty big concession to end the war in Ukraine by stopping short of taking control of the whole country. But the notion is one that Ukraine and much of Europe have fiercely pushed back against, arguing that Russia pausing a land grab is hardly a concession. Earlier today, the president called on Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine. When the House of Representatives return to Washington next week, much of their focus will be on passing President Trump's domestic agenda. Concerns about passing a big, beautiful bill run throughout the Republican conference as they look for consensus among their members while trying to agree on budget priorities with their Senate counterparts. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri tells the Salem Radio Network House Republicans want to pass a 20% tax cut for small businesses.
America needs certainty. You're looking at 27 million small businesses that they're making decisions for next year, and they don't know if their tax rate is going to be 43.4% or 23% to 28%. We have to provide that certainty, and that's in fact what we'll do.
Representative Jason Smith. A sentence handed down in the case of a deadly 4th of July parade shooting in 2022.
The suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 mass shooting at an Independence Day parade that left 7 people dead has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was sentenced after relatives of those killed in the shooting and other survivors gave emotional testimony. Robert E. Crimo III pleaded guilty to the shooting last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. Authorities say the 24-year-old fired into crowds at the parade from a rooftop. Dozens were wounded in the shooting in a suburb north of Chicago. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
This is SRN News. President Trump considers a baby bonus.
The U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6, below the 2.1 child per woman average needed to sustain the population, and the president wants to do something about it. His administration is working on a possible bonus program that would pay any woman who has a baby $5,000. There are a lot of details to work out, but it's clear that the administration has taken notice of the plummeting birth rate, which comes with dire implications, both social and economic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Nebraska bill that would bar males from female bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams has advanced from the first of 3 rounds of debate. The legislation from Omaha Republican Senator Kathleen Koth is a reprise of one she has introduced repeatedly in recent years. In 2023, it was linked with another Koth measure barring sex change operations and puberty-blocking hormones for children. This is SRN News. A Republican task force chief wants to shield the Fed from political influence, including the White House. Bernie Bennett with details.
A Republican lawmaker tasked with scrutinizing Federal Reserve monetary policy wants Congress to help stabilize financial markets by insulating the central bank from political influence, including from President Donald Trump. Frank Lucas, who chairs the House Financial Services Task Force on Monetary Policy, said the president made a wise decision by clearly stating this week that he has no intention of firing Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. With Congress returning from spring break next week, Lucas said he wants his 14-member task force to identify policy initiatives that can shore up the Fed's independence, enhance Treasury bond market liquidity, and win enough support from Democrats to pass the House of Representatives and the Senate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. pre-orders for the Nintendo Switch 2 kicked off shortly after the clock struck midnight Thursday. However, chaos reportedly soon ensued. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.